And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming to Shreveport this Friday, September 27th at the Louisiana State Exhibit Museum is Dr. John, a six-time Grammy winner, inductee to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and an American icon whose musical reach has crossed nearly every American genre, region, and era. Dr. John, thanks for joining me this morning.
Hey, I'm grateful to do this.
So I'd like to talk about your latest CD first. The CD is called Locked Down, and this is a Grammy-winning album. And what really struck me about this is that you've kind of gone back to your original mix of R&B, jazz, and funk, mixing that together with a lot of voodoo influences. So when you decided to do another album, did this start out as the plan, or did this come about in a more serendipitous way as you were thinking about producing another record?
Well, when I started talking to Dan Auerbach, who produced this record, he flew to New Orleans and met me, and we started trying to write some songs. And then he just got this flow because we were doing this thing at the Bonnaroo Festival in Tennessee. When we did that, he shifted some gears and just figured we'd do some tracks and then we would figure out how to put it together later. And that kind of worked. I hadn't did a record like that in a long time, so it worked for me.
How did you come about meeting Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys? Did he seek you out? Did you hear about him?
I had heard about him from my granddaughter, but I had also, when he flew to New Orleans, he just came and met me, and we was going to write some songs. And then the next thing, he just decided to go and make some tracks. But that was after that Bonnaroo Festival. He shifted the gears, but it was way cool for me because I hadn't did a record with doing tracks and all for a bunch of years.
Now, this album's gotten a lot of praise from a lot of the different critics, and Rolling Stones in particular had some really cool things to say about it. They said it's a rare thing, a retro exercise that looks forward by an old hustler and a young player who, in the process of making a great record, probably taught each other a few things. Do you feel like that's an accurate description, and could you talk, if so, about some of the things you two kind of taught and shared and helped each other out with?
You know, he like George Ergen with me about my past and a lot of things, and that opened up a way he was pushing me towards doing some of the tunes, and I thought that was a good thing.
Now, you're kind of going back in time with some of this, because you've really, you know, covered a lot of ground over the years with your music. Was that something that Auerbach kind of wanted to do? I know he's really into the retro movement, you know, kind of bringing back that sound of the 60s and 70s. So was that kind of his impetus, or did you already have that kind of in mind that you really wanted to go back to that era and kind of bring it forward?
I always try to be open-minded whenever I'm doing a record to whatever, you know. But that he was pushing it towards a direction was very interesting to me, you know. He's a youngster, and he's got that feel for that kind of thing, and it's great.
You bring a lot of your voodoo influences into this, too, and a couple of tracks really struck me. One of them was Elegua. Can you talk a little bit about the Yoruba religion and that this kind of tune comes from, and share with folks just what that's all about?
Because I had studied a lot about this back in the days when in the Lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans, there was a spiritual church was very powerful. And I had very good teachers who taught me things about this that helped me along the way to making recordings and doing things from the very beginning. And that was when I did the Grigri album. And when I did Babylon album, both of those records had a lot to do with a lot of things they taught me. And when I did a gig in Wari Lagos, Nigeria, around 1970, that was something Alvin Bautista took me to each year, and it was really something special.
I noticed in this album, there's just so many kind of different, I guess, musical strains running through it. There's a lot of like East African grooves going into it. There's some musical influences from the west of Africa. And then, of course, there's like some old reggae plus some also modern variations of reggae in it. I guess when you're working out an album, did you just, you know, kind of get a groove going and then think, oh, gee, you know, that new strain would work really well in here? Or is this something you really sit down with pen and paper and kind of plot out?
Well, in this particular thing, the guy that had actually started my band when we started doing the Dr. John thing, he was from Ethiopia. So that had a lot to do with the thing. And I always kind of loved Ethiopian food, and I loved the way his mama cooked and everything else about Didymus and his family, you know. So it all kind of made a good gel for me. And the drummer, who was from Germany, knew a lot of African stuff, and that helped a lot.
And was that Max Weisenfeld?
Okay. Yeah.
You're going to be playing here at the Louisiana State Exhibit Museum, and it's a 5-song set. Can you tell us a little bit about the songs that you're going to play to kind of entice people to come on out for this show?
Well, I'm going to just play whatever I'm feeling at a time, because I never plan something musically for anything. I try to write something special for that day. Put it this way, it won't be as spontaneous as some things, but it will be more spontaneous than some other things. And that's to me, that's the only way I can play music, because I can't take playing music where I play the same songs day after day. It's just not in my nature.
So anything else you'd like to tell our audience to get them to come out to the show?
Well, I think that anybody that comes by, it'll be a spiritually off-the-hook thing.
Dr. John, I want to thank you very much for being with me today.
Hey, thank you for having me, and I do hope to see a gang and a half of people there that'll be open to me. Spiritually connected. And thank you, and have a blessed day. All right.
That was Dr. John, a 6-time Grammy winner and member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He'll be at the Louisiana State Exhibit Museum this Friday, September 27th, for Glitz and Grits 2013, a benefit concert to support the Louisiana State Exhibit Museum. Dr. John will perform on the George Rodriguez Steinway Grand Piano painted with the famous Blue Dogs. This concert will also feature Windstorm in concert, and attendees can dance the night away to an exciting playlist of R&B standards. There'll be plenty of food and beverages and a silent auction as well, and all proceeds will be used to bring an extraordinary array of exhibits over the coming 2 years to the Louisiana State Exhibit Museum. The doors open at 6:30, and if you'd like more information, call 318-632-2020. That's 318-632-2020. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.